Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures indicating down 0.4% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude is lower, gold lower, industrial metals mostly weaker. Welcome back after the long MLK Day weekend. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday. Chinese macro data weighed on markets as the impact of the COVID situation appeared. European markets opened lower after closing higher on Monday. The early macro focus in Europe on UK unemployment data, which continued to point to labor market tightness. Attention globally on central bank policy, with the Bank of Japan meeting tomorrow. The expectation is for unchanged policy, but tightening expectations are growing, and some economists acknowledge the possibility it could widen the tolerance range or scrap yield curve control altogether. On the macro data front, China data broadly beat expectations, with Q4 GDP expanding above expectations. But the GDP number was still the second lowest since the 1970s in absolute terms. December retail sales, industrial production, and fixed asset investment growth also all came in ahead of forecasts. Some negative figures, though, as new construction starts fell close to 40%, and a popular story amongst the media is the population decline in China, which happened for the first time in decades. In Europe, the early macro focus again on UK unemployment data, which continue to point to labor market tightness. German ZEW is also due today, but post this recording. On today's U.S. macro calendar, January Empire Manufacturing. In corporate news, Whirlpool completed its strategic review of the EMEA business and entered into a definitive contribution agreement with Arçelik. Under the terms of the agreement, Whirlpool will contribute its European major domestic appliance business, and Arçelik will contribute its major domestic appliance, consumer electronics, air conditioning, and small domestic appliance businesses into a newly formed entity, of which Whirlpool will own 25% and Arçelik 75%. Separately, Whirlpool agreed in principle to the sale of Whirlpool's Middle East and Africa business to Arçelik. Whirlpool will retain ownership of its EMEA KitchenAid small domestic appliance business. Rio Tinto reported Q4 iron ore production shipments above street account estimates. Media follow-ups reflected a cautiously optimistic tone, with volatile markets and the China COVID situation in question. Rio Tinto fell in Australian trading. Also in the news, the Wall Street Journal reports activist Ryan Cohen is building a stake in Alibaba to push for more buybacks. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday. Greater China markets largely directionless. South Korea gave up some recent gains. Taiwan was flat. Australia also flat. Southeast Asia well bid, with India higher. Japan reversed yesterday's losses to close higher. In regional news, tomorrow's Bank of Japan decision in focus. The Nikkei reported the Bank of Japan bought 2.11 trillion yen in JGBs on Monday in response to upward pressure on yields on the back of BOJ policy speculation. In Indonesia, a government minister said it is close to finalizing agreements with BYD and Tesla to invest in EV production facilities in the country. And China Evergrande's auditor, PwC, quit over disagreements over the 2021 audit. European equity markets are lower early in their session after closing higher on Monday. In central bank news, ECB chief economist Lane continues to support the notion that the bank must take rates into restrictive territory from the, quote, ballpark of neutral. This and Bloomberg reports Bank of England Governor Bailey told lawmakers late Monday that the labor market shortages remain a major risk to the inflation outlook. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.